Bienvenue à la collation des grades du printemps 2013 de l'Université McGill. Welcome to the 2013 spring convocation of McGill University. My name is Brendan Gillen. I'm professor in the Faculty of Arts, and I've been asked to replace for today only Professor David Harp from the Faculty of Science, who normally serves as the marshal of the convocation. And I guess my performance this morning was adequate enough that they've retained me for the afternoon convocation. I was told I need to smile more, but being a typical male, I have a difficult time doing two things at once, namely following my notes and smiling. So I'm smiling inside, even if I'm not smiling here. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank our band, the Brian Sand Brass Quintet. It's a pleasure to have them perform for us. I've also asked, and I will consult my notes, to acknowledge a gift from the class of 2013, including Science A, B, Continuing Ed, Engineering, Education, Management, Law, Music, and Agriculture, who came together to give a legacy to McGill University, the Class Action 2013 50 Shades of Green. They raised $12,000 for a green wall that is now installed in the McLennan Library. I'd like to thank the class for that kind gift. I would also like to invite the graduating students to sign up for a draw. There is a lottery for a $1,500 travel voucher, and you can sign up for that lottery by going to the alumni reception after the convocation ceremony. A reminder of some instructions. Let me begin with some instructions to the students. And to remind you, you all have your lineup card. Make sure you tear it in two along the dotted line, not perpendicular to the dotted line. Make sure that you deliver one half as you come up the steps on the left-hand side and the second half as you exit. If not, your degree will be revoked. Also regarding hats, so if you are receiving your first university degree, probably the case for most undergraduates, make sure you remove your hat. You can do that shortly before coming up. For all those who've already received one university degree, leave your hat on. I might take this opportunity also to point out that there's a mirror there, and you go in front of the mirror, and there's someone who will take your picture. So this also reminds me that may I encourage visitors and parents not to keep the aisles free. I know you're eager to take pictures of your friends or children, but it's important to keep the aisles free. It makes it difficult for the ushers to do their job. I can tell you both from watching the video and trying to figure out what I had to do that you have lots of pictures there as well as the excellent photo that's taken as students come up. So please don't worry about that. The last three members of the platform party are the chair of the Board of Governors, then comes the principal, and then the chancellor of the university will sit in the high back chair. Je vous demanderai de vous lever pour. I'll also ask people to stand when the platform party arrives. Je vous demanderai de vous lever pour l'entrée de la procession. Je vais faire signe bientôt, et on va vous faire signe de vous asseoir après. Les trois dernières personnes dans la procession des dignitaires sont le président du conseil d'administration, ensuite la rectrice ou la principale, comme on dit ici, et finalement le chancelier. So with that, félicitations aux finissants de la promotion du printemps 2013. Congratulations to this year's students.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2013 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. Depuis être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie avec de brèves réflexions et ce ne serait nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was a brilliant address which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important issues. This afternoon, I want to focus on just one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' role should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interests of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which in effect makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expedience wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to their myopia. That is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes more dormant than at other times, but it is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago rings as true today as it did then, if not even more so. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us to become involved in any manner we choose at whatever level to make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient today, Mr. Darren Entwistle, Teaching Award winners Professor Jay Hewlin and Professor Elliot Lifson, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, graduating class of 2013, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you here today to the front lawns of our beautiful, if wet, downtown campus for this spring convocation. I know that some of you here as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. This will be my final convocation season as 16th Principal of McGill University. Every year, thank you. Every year for more than 10 years, I've had the privilege of seeing you, our McGill students, complete this major chapter in your lives and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. Savor this day. Félicitations. As McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. You have sacrificed much. But as tough as it may sometimes be to be a McGill student, from time to time it can be even tougher to be the family member or very close friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me today, right now, in expressing our appreciation to those who helped you reach this day. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been in every single day an exceptional honor for me. I have had you wonderful students to inspire me. Thank you. I have had an outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause, and I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas, et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is the time to think about the you who walked onto our campus just a few years ago, and the you who will walk off our campus later today. Today is a time to reflect on what you will hold on to and what you will set aside. I too have a list of things to hold on to remember, and to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one. I will remember that a single person can change the course of events, and in so doing, make a positive difference to the lives of others. Each of you is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than we are as any one individual. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me. My great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor rural single-parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single, independent woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for knowing that no matter what your initial circumstances, you can shape a positive path forward. Remember who gave you strength. Keep them in your heart. I will remember our remarkable dean, Peter Todd, and our exceptional Desautels Faculty of Management. What began as a commerce diploma in 1906 has grown into a world-renowned management program. Dean Todd, now in his second mandate, is leading his outstanding faculty, your faculty, and staff and students. He's leading with high standards, strong ambition, and great results. Dean Todd has brought the faculty firmly into the major leagues as the home of globally oriented, multidisciplinary, and integrated management education, which, simply put, matches the best in the world. And this is done all the while with McGill's mission of serving society front and center. A great example of this is the group of Desautels MBA students who recently took first place in the Boston regional final of the Hope Prize competition with their project championing grasshoppers as an affordable and accessible foodstuff for people living in urban slums. And Dean Todd himself walks the walk, most recently co-chairing this year's McGill Sans Trade campaign with our Vice Principal Finance and Administration, Michael DeGrappa, raising the largest dollar amount ever for the entire university sector in Montreal, and in so doing, benefiting many Montrealers in need. And even before I said this, he agreed to do it again next year. Dean Todd and this wonderful community of colleagues, students, alumni, and volunteers make a positive mark on the profession, the university, our country, and our world. I thank you so warmly, Peter, for your outstanding contributions and for the pleasure and learning of our work together. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that includes over 220,000 people worldwide, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, and Mr. Darren Entwistle, who's about to receive his second degree from McGill. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as alumni you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And in the awarding of degrees, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle, but as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance. Not Canadians in particular, but the whole human species. As a species, we too often produce political leaders who seek primarily to differentiate themselves from their opponents. As our Chancellor noted, in so doing, they generate polarized positions that can be more extreme than what they themselves actually believe. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and doesn't serve the greater good. We're also sometimes not so good at religion. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details prevents us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So we can be bad at politics, we can also be bad at religion, but there are many things that our species is exceptionally good at. We're good at art, we're good at literature. We've generated art, stories, and poems that have continued to delight us, move us, lift our spirits across hundreds and even thousands of years. These works of art and literature were often created by individuals. But I said earlier that we're smarter, stronger, better together. So what then are the areas of communal activity in which our species does brilliantly? Let me speak to one example. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those of its members who showed evidence of very focused intelligence. And they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter and nourishment and encouraged them to pursue their curiosity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea, but what was even more encouraging was that the community took their young people and put them in the same place and allowed them to be enriched by their interactions with these focused intelligences, who were themselves then enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported focused intelligence interacting with the young, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in trade, in prosperity, in their culture and their health, and in the development of peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that once these two ideas came together, the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every area in which it arose. It was such a good idea that it outlived politicians and political parties. It outlived whole systems of government. This idea, which we call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced. And the communities within which these institutions were first created and supported became the most successful societies in our history. And this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I will share now the final verse of this poem, which, with two or three words changed, expresses my hope for the life of our university, McGill, and our society. Bring me my words of burning gold. Bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand, till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and wonderful land. Merci.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask the Dean of the Bays Hotel Faculty of Management, Professor Peter Todd, to introduce this year's Teaching Award winners. Dean Todd.
Madam Vice Chancellor, this year the Bays Hotel Faculty of Management honors the tremendous contributions of our professors of practice who bring their business expertise to our classrooms and to our students every day. First, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Jay Hewlin, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for undergraduate programs at Bays Hotel. Professor Hewlin began teaching negotiations and conflict resolution just a few years ago, but has quickly made his mark in the faculty. He is an attorney and consultant specializing in employment law, leadership, contract negotiation, and conflict resolution for corporations, government agencies, and nonprofits. He brings that expertise and much more to his lively classroom. Professor Hewlin is widely acknowledged by his students for his own unbridled enthusiasm for his subject. Through this, he pushes students to truly take ownership of their learning. He creates an active learning experience through extensive use of in-class simulations and real-world cases that challenge students to think critically. Moreover, despite the many demands of professional life, Professor Hewlin makes his students his top priority and is known as an insightful advisor and mentor. His contributions to student learning and his dedication to students make him most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Jay Hewlin. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Elliot Lifson, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Graduate Programs in the Bays Hotel Faculty of Management. Professor Lifson has been teaching business strategy at Bays Hotel for many years as one of our most distinguished professors of practice. As the Vice Chairman of Peerless Clothing, President of the Canadian Apparel Federation, and former Chair of the Montreal Chambre de Commerce, among his many roles, he brings the reality of business into the classroom every day. Professor Lifson's students agree that he is passionate about what he teaches and is personally committed to their future success. He uses real-life business cases in his teaching and brings in leading experts to help students deepen their understanding. Professor Lifson's dedication to his students carries beyond the classroom. He is tireless in working to help connect the faculty with the business community and our students with jobs. Professor Lifson not only helps students to succeed, but instills in them a sense of responsibility to community and society, something he does not just by word, but by example. His contributions as a teacher and a mentor to our students are exemplary, and he is most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Elliot Lifson.
Congratulations to both our Teaching Award winners. I now ask Principal Heather Monroe Bloom to present Mr. Darren Entwistle, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Thomas Darren Entwistle. It is our great privilege today to honor Darren Entwistle, an outstanding McGill alumnus and a veteran of the communications industry. His visionary leadership, entrepreneurship, and outstanding public service serve as a powerful inspiration and example. Mr. Entwistle's talent and experience outpace his age and have put him at the forefront of Canada's most influential business leaders. Under his direction as President and Chief Executive Officer of TELUS since 2000, TELUS has grown from a small regional telephone company into Canada's second largest telecommunications firm. Mr. Entwistle est né et a grandi à Montréal. Il a reçu un baccalauréat en économie avec distinction de l'Université Concordia, une maîtrise en finance de McGill, ainsi qu'un diplôme en ingénierie de l'Université de Toronto. Pour payer ses études, M. Entwistle a travaillé pour Bell Canada. Il a installé et réparé des téléphones. Sa première incursion dans le monde des télécommunications s'est révélée exaltante. Bien sûr, il aidait ses clients, mais aussi une bonne façon de gagner des sous. And none of this has stopped. After earning his MBA from McGill, Mr. Entwistle joined the revenue forecasting team of Bell Canada and later moved on to senior management positions in the company's overseas investment arm. In his position as Director of Corporate Finance, he led Bell's purchase of Mercury Communications in the UK. In the early 1990s, he moved to England, where he held an executive position with Cable and Wireless and eventually became its president. In 2000, Mr. Entwistle brought his extensive and varied leadership experience to TELUS. The TELUS team has since generated over 200% total return for shareholders, unmatched by its global peers. The company's total value increased to more than $29 billion under his leadership. We know that the telecommunications industry is mercurial and constantly evolving. It's a fast-paced arena that would intimidate most. But Mr. Entwistle has embraced it with strong character and enthusiastic attention to detail, what some might call perfectionism. This is reflected in his philosophy as a CEO. A good plan executed now is better than a perfect plan next week. Beyond Mr. Entwistle's leadership in the telecommunications industry per se, his personal experience drove him to become an advocate of technology-facilitated, patient-centered healthcare. He's been the driving force behind TELUS's expansion into e-health, a recognition that both telecommunications and healthcare aim to efficiently and accurately move and store information across time and distance, and that integration of these can have the greatest positive human impact. Under his leadership, TELUS invested $1 billion in patient-focused technology to engage Canadians as equal partners in promoting and managing their own health. TELUS Health has partnered with leading academic institutions, including the McGill University Health Center, McGill's Faculty of Medicine, and the Desotel Faculty of Management, to support research in improving healthcare access and efficiency, and to develop sophisticated health tools that aim to cut expenses and travel time while delivering better patient outcomes. A proud McGill alumnus and ambassador, Mr. Entwistle served as a member of the McGill Board of Governors from 2007 to 2011 and as a volunteer for our campaign, McGill, which is just nearing completion. He has also been a strong supporter of the Desotel Faculty of Management, having visited many times as a guest lecturer to share his experiences and learning with students and alumni alike. Mr. Entwistle has been widely recognized for his achievements. He's been named Canadian Business Leader of the Year, a champion of public education by the Canadian Learning Partnership, an honorary fellow of the Royal Conservatory in Toronto, and as National Philanthropy Business Leader of the Year. He holds an honorary doctorate from Concordia University and, very important for us, received the 2007 Achievement Award from the students of the Desotel Faculty of Management here at McGill. Darren is also a dedicated family man who cherishes the quality time he spends with his wife and children, playing hockey and shooting hoops and doing other things. Today, we are so happy that his wife Fiona can be with us as we of the McGill community recognize Darren Entwistle, a great Canadian, proud McGill alumnus, and an inspiring example of leadership for our students, faculty, and alumni. It is with immense pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Mr. Darren Entwistle, our great friend, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Darren Entwistle to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Entwistle.
Thank you very much, Chancellor Steinberg and Principal Monroe Bloom. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to McGill University for this absolutely tremendous honor. This morning when I was getting ready with my wife, she asked me a very poignant question. She opened up the shower door and said, "How did we get to be the old people rather than the students graduating?" Doesn't 25 years go fast? And I would advocate to you, use it fruitfully. De retour aujourd'hui, je peux affirmer que mon séjour à McGill fut déterminant. Il a contribué au fondement de mes connaissances, de mes compétences et de ma vision sur le monde. Ces éléments me servent depuis ce temps dans ma carrière et aussi dans ma vie. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the outstanding faculty and administration for your exemplary skills in delivering what is undoubtedly a world-leading curriculum. And in this regard, I'd like to take a brief moment to recognize Principal Monroe Bloom on her tremendously successful 10-year tenure at McGill University. Heather, during your term, you've established a remarkable track record with respect to advancing higher education, science, and innovation in Canada, and as well, internationally. Additionally, you've materially strengthened McGill's global leadership contributions with respect to research and graduate programs, significantly elevating the university experience for your 35,000 students. Indeed, you provided your students with unparalleled education opportunities, which in the future will yield economic, social, and cultural benefits in our country and around the globe. You have, Heather, my deepest admiration, and I do wish you all the best in the exciting future endeavors that you're going to pursue and realize. J'aimerais maintenant féliciter les diplômés de 2013. Your accomplishments to date are truly impressive. I hope that you take great personal pride in what you've achieved as individuals and as well as a formidable collective. Your premier education has afforded you the opportunity, the tremendous opportunity to pursue your chosen career path, and importantly, make meaningful contributions to society and the causes that you feel passionate about. En effet, la prochaine étape de votre vie testera votre détermination à poursuivre vos rêves dans un monde en constante évolution. I urge you, embrace change, seize the accompanying opportunities, and maintain your appetite for lifelong learning and personal exploration, steadily building upon the foundation of your education and the friendships that you've fostered here at McGill University. Notre pays vit présentement une grande transition démographique. Elle aura sans doute une influence majeure sur votre avenir. Indeed, a wave of our country's most experienced leaders are preparing to retire from Canada's workforce during the next decade, taking with them a lifetime of skills, knowledge, and expertise. Businesses, governments, and non-for-profit alike will be challenged in the years ahead to fill essential leadership roles. You're going to step in to that vacuum. Votre éducation et vos qualités de leader
seront précieuses ressources. Elles guideront, formeront et soutiendront le développement de notre pays. Indeed, I believe a new leadership constituency will emerge, with leaders who strive for excellence and persevere despite the inevitable obstacles that they encounter along the way. Leaders who build and inspire teams to answer society's most profound challenges, and understand that through embracing diversity, they can create a whole that's larger than the sum of its parts. And leaders who have an absolute passion, a hunger for innovation. Leaders who have the courage to take risks along the way and the humility to learn from successes and mistakes alike. This new leadership society, comprised of highly educated, hyper-connected, and socially conscious individuals, will bring fresh perspectives on what role our country and its citizens can play in a global economy, answering the significant challenges in front of us. Ils auront aussi une influence sur les affaires, la politique, les arts et la culture, et, espérons-le, les défis qui touchent la société. Les défis vitaux, tels que la transformation de nos soins de santé pour le bien-être de nos citoyens. I believe that the next generation of innovators who will form this leadership society is right here with us in this room today. Please be proud and build upon your exceptional accomplishments upon your graduation from this preeminent university. I'd like to take a brief moment now to share with you six leadership principles that have guided both my life and my career. Hopefully, in some small way, these principles will help you realize your personal definition of success. Firstly, I encourage you to gravitate to what inspires you in your chosen field and in life. And I promise your personal definition of success will follow. Deuxièmement, soyez prêt à remettre en question le status quo. Travaillez avec les nouvelles réalités au lieu de regarder vers le passé. Laissez-vous guider par votre passion et votre imagination. To be a leader, you must possess the courage to express your views and pursue your dreams despite the adversity and the uncertainty that you will surely encounter. Thirdly, in your quest for extraordinary accomplishment, you must push the outside of the envelope and take calculated risks in order to advance your ideas to their next level of development. De temps en temps, plan to ask for forgiveness, not permission. A technique I would suggest you probably first tried out on your parents. I truly believe that our country's vibrancy depends upon innovators and risk takers, a human asset that needs to be more pervasive across the Canadian context. Quatrièmement, lorsque vous aurez élaboré votre stratégie gagnante, faites preuve de discipline pour la respecter, surtout lorsque des obstacles se présenteront. Entourez-vous de personnes qui partagent votre vision et votre détermination. I can tell you, from personal experience, there is no linear path to success. Fifthly, measure yourselves from a global standard, socially, economically, and competitively. By only considering the Canadian context, you will be selling yourselves short and setting your expectations too low. Dernièrement, je vous implore de tendre la main à ceux dans le besoin. C'est notre responsabilité à tous. Je crois que pour réussir en affaires, nous devons donner où nous vivons. Soyez généreux de votre temps et de vos ressources. Vous aiderez ainsi à créer des collectivités saines, solides et durables. Graduates, as the next generation of leaders, you are indeed inheriting a great mantle of responsibility that you will live up to. A mantle of responsibility to drive our economy, to protect our environment, and support our nation's health and its social well-being. Alors que votre carrière avancera, ne perdez jamais de vue ce que vous importe le plus. Please, never let ambition interfere with the precious time that you need to spend with your loved ones. When I first started out at TELUS 13 years ago, my father at that time gave me a very important piece of advice that I only truly recognized in retrospect. He said to me, embrace technology as a way to improve our quality of life, but never forget that it is not and it can never be a substitute for human compassion. In closing, I extend my best wishes for your continued success, which I am sure of. Peu importe votre chemin, vous ferez de bien grandes choses. Allez-y, les diplômés de 2013. Go get 'em, class of 2013. Take risks. Be passionate about your ambitions. Achieve great things. Be an even greater human being. Merci encore une fois, ce grand honneur. Merci.
Well, now you know why TELUS has been so successful. Doesn't it? It is truly incredible to have such a leader of such an important company in Canada. And I thank you for allowing us to honor you. In so doing, you honor us. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, Monsieur Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs of study in the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulders. Students, family, and friends will probably be relieved to know that in most but not all cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by the dean as she or he leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor Rosalie Jukier to introduce the graduates, and Professor Peter Todd, Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Desautels Class of 2013, congratulations, félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Hibab Abdul Rahman Al Ali. Kiyang Yang Lee. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Natalie Angibo. Stéphane Banville. François Beauchesne. Guylaine Bergeron. Élise Boulanger. Marie-Danielle Bourdon. Dominique Boujol. Manon Chartrand. Pierre-Alain Robert Choquette. Alain Dadoun. Troy Melcidetic Duazo. Karine Etedgui. Pierre-Charles Forêt. Guy Gervais. Benoît Girard. Christine Lord. Alain Ménard. Philippe Aubert Messier. Stéphane Michaud. Jim Néné. Florent Neige. Wemba Njovu Pierre Opota. Patrice Pinchot. Stéphane-Éric Plante. Taifour Rahman. Ken Rock. Emily Rondeau. Paola Sarti. Rehana Safi. Salvatore Scaglia. Marie Sénécal Tremblay. Abdo Shaba. Anouk Trudel. Bernard Turong. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Firas Abdel Samad. Toby Thomas Abraham. Ala Abulhuda. Rafael de Holanda Barroso. Ragumandan Bharat. Craig Bontin. Alejandro Ignacio Cardo Escobar. Ana Chebrian Delpino. Tarek Dabous. Anubhuti Darbari. Victoria Ngozi Duru. Ali Hassan Farez. Michael Brandon Ferguson. Amir Ghassemi. Rohit Gulati. Vanessa Herschel Aroka. Anita Islam. Alain Gabriel Kasangana. Kindness Kong. Nadia Stanimirova Kirilova. Allison Lickley. Jacqueline Luft. Andrew James McDonald. Hamid Reza Mafi. Sebastien Joseph Naninga. Lauren Ann Merkel. Omar Ahmad Omais. Michaelo Peterchuk. Amrita Pukan. Davide Pisanu, Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA Program. Alexis Pradier. Nidhi Puri.
Anitra Ray. Scott Riando. Shalendra Shalendra. Kamran Shojayi. Eric Simard. Erdal Tenryover. Soham Prashant Torat. Yingying Tian. Karina Tudose. Ilya Vadeko. Charles Verdon. Thomas Weber. Safa Yama. And for the degree of Master of Business Administration, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws, Brett Hodgins. Joelle Kwan. For the degree of Master of Management, Justin Charles Bellinger. Lillian Hall Scarpa. Muhammad Rahil Altaf Bodla. Varun Kumar Chahan. Carlos Gustavo Gomez. Saleh Jamal. Mohammed Rizwan Khan. Saeed Kuchak Yazdi. Lina Paola Saza Velasquez. Juan Wong. And now for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting. Sikander Javed Abbasi. Eric Abutbol Distinction. Natasha Entabi. Mohammed Yaqub Alvi. Kate Elizabeth Barker, Dean's Honor List. Elise Bélanger. Driss Bendamani Distinction. Krista Louisa Benatti Robert, Dean's Honor List. Gabrielle Boulet, Distinction. Shelley Ann Boyd. Andre Brailovsky. Philippe Branchini. Vanessa Brosseau. Mark Benjamin Beyer. Adam Kaplan, Distinction. Alexandra Sigrid Castaldi. Letitia Chan. Daniel Chemtob. Nabila Juhana Chowdhury. Lisa Colombo. Rachel Currier. Cassandra D'Ambrosio. Nicola Alberto Decino, Dean's Honor List. David DiGiulielmo. Henri Du. Yu Rong Fan. Edouard Ferrand-Mallette. Remy George Frater, Commerce 1925 Award, Dean's Honor List. Brandon Charles Gerstein. Vidya Govind Kumar. Francis Patricia Rose Groot Brown, Commerce 1925 Award, Dean's Honor List. Katharina Chen Wu, Distinction. Jessica Ann Iliff, Distinction. Xin Yui Jiang. Saad Kalwar, Distinction. Kara Miriam Katz, Commerce 1925 Award, McGill Alumni Society Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Mohammed Atib Khan. Thomas Kontoyanis. Daniel Kwong. Kim Laflamme. Mathieu Laflamme, Distinction. Shail Nilesh Lakhani. Melahi Alexandra Lat. Wu Mei Li, Distinction. Brian Long, Commerce 1925 Award, Dean's Honor List. Laura Elizabeth Mann, Distinction. Jennifer Fanny Marcus. Liboria Marsala, Dean's Honor List. Pascal Carrel Matt, McGill Accounting Society Prize. Neve Tara McCarthy. Marc-Olivier McCraw. Selga Muzniks. Erica Olson. Joanna Patricia Ongyun. Suzanne Annette Pajot Phipps Distinction. Amanda Lauren Palombaro. Cerisa Parot. Osama Ahmed Kasim. Dylan Rappel. Ariniana Santatra Ravela Jaona. Derek Ricciuto, Dean's Honor List. Natalie Alexandra Romanin. Matthew Rosenberger, Dean's Honor List. Jared Michael Rubin. Blair Lisa Ruth Saunders, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Scher. Matthew Secareccia, Herbert E. Siblin Award, Dean's Honor List. Maria Camila Segura, Distinction. Kara Charlotte Silverman. Bogdan Svinenu. Zineb Scali Husseini, Distinction. David Stein. Avalyn Tang. Kei Tam. Fadi Suhail Talil. Patrick Tutunji. Elizabeth Yvonne Trinder. Swan Wen Tsai. Marc-André Vachon, Distinction. Alex Béraud. Matthew William Witkowski. Miao Tan Zhang. Meng Sha Zhou, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Abdul Karim Al Hiraki. Moez Batik. Edouard Despini Patricio. Lia Maria Espaillat Mota. Roger Wang, Dean's Honor List. Simon Collins Hudson. Aditya Kurzan Kurian. François Lacroix. Jen Wei. And for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Yunju Chong Honors in Economics and Finance. Sébastien Alexandre Gauthier, Finestone Economics Prize, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, Dean's Honor List. Maxwell Scoville, Watrous, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance, Sir Edward Beatty Medal, and Dean's Honor List. ZU, Honors in Economics and Finance. Yina Zhou, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Amanda Abitbol. Shadi Ghassan Ahmad. Sidra Ahmed. Kosela Edun. Farouk Al-Altassi. Harsimer Singh Anand. Christopher Payne Barrett. Carl Robert Beckman. Salim Benhachmi, Dean's Honor List. Daniela Julie Bensadoun, Distinction. Alexandre Bernard, Distinction. Adil Barada. Megan Bufasa. Dimitri Borkstein. Catherine Brunet. Yin Kai, Dean's Honor List. Ian Burke Cameron. Henri-Luc Carlin, Dean's Honor List. Jean-Simon Caillé, Dean's Honor List. Daishin Cheng. Stephen Sikik. Bertrand Olivier Benoit Coll. Soma Sherhati. Youssef Ziad Dabous, Distinction. Veronica Mark Dusevich. Franklin Louis Delay. Catherine Sarah Dewar, Distinction. Trevor Drummond. Anne Jiayin Duanmu. Frédéric Dubé-Fortier Distinction. Taylor Duncan Barr. Zuyu Feng, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Sean Feinstone. Alana Margaret Flynn. Dan Fussman. Jeffrey Thomas Gard. Yes. Robert Francis Griffin, Dean's Honor List. Abhishek Gupta, Dean's Honor List. Claire Isabella Hackett. Evan Richard Horner. Meng Huang. Dana Wael Urshade. Richard Aaron Jakubowicz. Otman Jamal Edine. Zaid Jarab. Buka Kachuri. Aya Kadi. Tassin Kadri, Dean's Honor List. Sean Patrick Kavanaugh. Sheil Dave Khanna. Jack Kontopoulos. Rennis Krams Distinction. Dylan Cook Christovich, L.J. Forger and Company Award, Stephen S. Goldblum Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Zachary Joseph Kula, Distinction. Hyun Kwan, Distinction. Samantha Joanne Laundrie. Laurence Lapierre Dubuc, Distinction. Sébastien Le Sieur, Dean's Honor List. Mary Catherine Littlejohn. Rowan Joseph Michael Lucas. Dana Steinert Ludman. Robert Alec McRae. Faizan Pervez Madraswala. Alexandre James Mallory, Distinction. Laura Martin. Igor Mironchenko. Dania Moazam. Jacqueline Claire Moneta. Haroon Monu. Jules-Henri Alain Marcus Morel. Andrew William Morit, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Christian Negesson. Ruxandra Nicolescu. Assad Nota. Eric Lionel Seyep Tikameni. Distinction. Zachary Roman Ushalkas. Heron Park. Davide Pavone. Michelle Peluso, distinction. Hector Placencia, distinction. Alexandra Ponomarenko, Dean's Honor List. Sam Pusht Mashad. Stefan Daniel Zuba Prokopets. Surhan Kadir. Farouk Rahman. Iman Rahman. Nes Reva. Ingrid Roland, distinction. Jishan Tom Sharples, distinction. Julia Rochelle Shushat, distinction. Adit Swaroop. Naveen Tarek. Gaziza Tokimbayeva. Kim Tontat, Dean's Honor List. Nien Bin Nien Tran, distinction. Tanya Vaillancourt. Anne Vaux. Alexander Vujicic. Kathleen Diane Wakeling, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Christina Wang. Shui Wang. Shaolin Wang. Shan Shan Shu. Yang Zhou Yun. Camila Zaya, distinction. Brian Lixin Zhou. Ling Zhu. And for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Thomas Allen Acker. Dina Khaled Alwer. Megan Claire Alexander, Distinction. Savag Astor. Safa Belassin. Alexia Lydia Belil, Distinction. Rita Ben Lamin, Distinction. Alex Victoria Boudreau. Travis Lee Bro, Distinction. Jamie Kate Bryant. Sarah Jane Burrows. Alexandra Elizabeth Castator. Futumata Kamara. Matthew Benjamin Chaim. Lauren Abramovitz Cohn, Misawa Holmes Prize in International Business and Dean's Honor List. Merjan Jomert. Mary Brooke Conacher. John Francis Connolly. Jacqueline Roberta Crapper. Genevieve Daigle. Olivier Daigneault. Daniela Desilot. Lauren Jessica Finkelstein. Melissa Fournier, Distinction. Vincent Thibault Galland. Louis-Henri Galtier. Bénédicte Marie-Julie Gaucher. Tanguy Giraud. Boris Gergen. Manuela Gonzalez, Distinction. Maya Eliza Goodwill, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Alexandra Guerrett, Distinction. Daniel Isaac Jones. Ezra Kaira. Rebecca Avril Kiron, Distinction. Miru Kim. Zachary Mark Colomier. Valérie Lacroix. Anthony Lemoine Hoofsmit, Distinction. Olivier Lépine, Distinction. Rachel Laura Levy. Zachary Michael Lipton. Charlotte Luca, Dean's Honor List. Jane Lusink. Jillian Ashley Marasigan. Gia Juliana Marquez. Peter Mossig. Aya Summer Murad. Tao Tram No. Thuy Nguyen. Yvonne Nguyen. Thomas Eric Bogatti Nichols. Marina Nosevich. Mojtaba Paksad. Mi Pom Tan. Elisa Gabriel Philippon. Alexandre Piton. Christopher Vincent Plant. Chase Alexander Potter. Celine Morgan Raymond. Matthew Paul Reed. Marie-Frédérique Rioux. Zachary Rohr. Marissa Jennifer Rosen. Charette Cody Ross Distinction. Jared Maury Sachs. Jessica Ashley Simmons Distinction. Jordan Ruben Sloan Distinction. Jachi Song. Ali Soruz Bey, Dean's Honors List. Erica Carolyn Sultz. Kristen Taylor. Nishank Baba Takur. Stephanie Theodoropoulos. Max Joseph Tierno. Annie-Pierre Valliere. Valérie Verskelden. Justin Villeneuve, Dean's Honor List. Amy Carol Weinrib. Gregory Raphael Weisberg. Jeremy Wellick. Anna Wu. Yi Hui Xian. Andrew Ryan Yanofsky. Ava Yazdani. Omar Zerad. And for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Rebecca Jane Dooley. Guillaume Drouin-Garneau. James Erskine Gilmore, Distinction. Omar Khaled Hamza. Stephen Yiming Liang. Basir Nukvi, Distinction, Hugh Howson Memorial Prize. Anthony Ng. Alexander Sullivan Pajusi. Sasha Renault Crispo. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Michelle Ack. Kira Ariel Marie Azopardi. Bridget Barcelou. Jonathan Stewart Birch. Stéphane Olivier Bouchard. Lila Ying Boussière. Ishan Buraskar Chabra. Clément Chenali Chong. Danielle Esther Cole. Krista Ashley Collins. Virginie Charlotte Combe, Distinction. Sarah Joanne Corkery, Dean's Honor List. Erika Coulombe. Amelia Couture, Dean's Honor List. Andres De Zulueta. Sarah De Munich. Manuela Santa Cruz Juric. Michael Dumont. Kale Jenner Eisenberg. Julia Elise Experton. Paige Lindsay Garbett, Distinction. Nawal Ghali. Clotilde Goujard. Stella Elizabeth Habib. Lauren Jane Hutchinson, Distinction. Anna Jajelka. Su Huan Kwan. Maxime Laporte Prou. Jessica Sarah Lewis, Distinction. Crystal Marie Lowen. Chelsea Angelina Longaffi. Hugo Margoc, Dean's Honor List. Robert Graham McDonald. Sabina Yulia Montean, Ekaterina Miakova, Courtney Nelson, Yifei Peng, Christine Pia Pinedo Key, Winston Raleigh Poole, Taylor Greg Powell, Kaysen Kwok, Jessica Quiroz Cupil, Carolyn Ritter, Julianne Ross Distinction, Sarah Shaheen, Polly Elizabeth Sherlock, Anilou Saint-Amand Distinction, Catherine Toporowski, Thomas Gregor Van de Hogen, Victoria Zarich Dean's Honor List, Yiyun Zhang, Jason Zhou, for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Ali Abdullah, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Adam Francis Doofy Fagan, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Cédric Garnier-Landury, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Antonino Piazza, First Class Honors in Investment Management and Dean's Honor List. Shimona Eliana Slomovitz, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Alan Verhel de Dios, Honors in Investment Management. And now for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations and Human Resources, Michael Adams, Lottie Millen Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Elona Bashi, Dov Benjamin Charnas, Malika Meziani, Elise Rancourt, Serena Virani, for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, David Joshua Abutbol, Alexandra Kelly Atias, Rosalie Baudouin Blaise, Daniel Eli Becker, Gabrielle Bensoussan, Aaron Carroll Bessemer Distinction, Tiziana Burlin D'Amico, Joanne Bogosian. Carl Bulva. Melanie Bournival. Patrick Henry Herrera. Gabrielle Chamberlain. Matthew Adam Chisling, Dr. M. Richard Gelfand Prize in Marketing and Dean's Honor List. Nina Grundvand Cooper. Megan Jennifer Covins, Distinction. Anat Melanie Desmond, Distinction. Sean DeBlois. Astrid Marie de Villiers de Lannoux. Charles Dedekam. Callie Ray Dubrovsky, Dean's Honor List. Susan Erden. Saro Girer Kevor Erzegatzion. Tracy Felton. Laura Hoyting Fraser. Pierre Victor Bossin. Emily Goulet. Aline Grigorescu. Melissa Erin Hartman. Christina Hobeka, Distinction. Michael Horowitz. Coralie Iruada Yasami. Jessica Kalikman. Talia Michelle Katz. Valérie Lacasse. Mathilde Marie Leroy. Stefano Lodi. Sakina Meheny, Dean's Honor List. Emilie Moisson-Voyer. Sarah Lisa Monahan. Mohammed Bin Navid. Thuy Thong Han Nho. Candice Olivez. Julie Park. Nicholas George Popoff. Marley Erica Rabin. Shahryar Rajani. Sena Rodop. Elizabeth Rondon. Shawnee Sherman. Rebecca Carrie Schusterman. Olivia Kawa Siu. Catherine Tanguy. Marie Tajla Turk. Olivia Vero. Jessie Anne Voyer. Megan Alexandra Younger. And for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Mathematics for Management, Martina Foteva. Christina Perella. And for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Madia Bulani. William Darville. Lauren Kendall. And Nathan Wong, Dean's Honor List.
I want to extend the special thanks to Professor Jukir for an outstanding job of reading out their names. It's now my pleasure to invite Mr. Remy Frater to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
You're all too kind. Thank you so much. Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, family and friends, you have all contributed in some way to each of us reaching this graduation milestone. Et nous sommes éternellement reconnaissants pour le rôle que vous avez joué durant notre parcours. However, I hope you will forgive me for directing this valedictory address to my fellow graduates. My fellow Bronfmanites, after 3 years of long nights in the Sandiford lab, 3 years of bawling out in our suits and ties, 3 years of riding that bell curve, and for some of us, 3 years of ordering General Tao at Sinful Asian, we've finally made it. We've come a long way together, and we've worked very hard to get this far. Donc, si quelqu'un mérite de célébrer cette glorieuse occasion aujourd'hui, c'est nous. However, this graduation ceremony means more than just a celebration. We are now McGill alumni, and have become ambassadors of this great institution of learning. This bestows upon us a great responsibility to be agents of change in a world that needs McGill graduates like us now more than ever. So even as we enjoy today and celebrate, tomorrow must mark a turning point in our life's journey where our success isn't measured by the number of cars we drive or the acronyms that follow our last name, but rather by the contributions we make to this world and the lives we influence positively by our efforts. As alumni of this institution, we have an obligation to perform at the highest level we can and to do so with integrity. It is simply not enough to graduate and to slip into some mundane existence after we get a job. No, the world must be aware of our presence and our impact must be profound and invaluable. So let us go forth and be proud representatives of our university and to discharge our obligation with excellence. Not only do we owe it to those in need of our help, but we also owe it to those who have sacrificed and toiled to hone our knowledge and abilities. So I'm only supposed to be up here for 3 minutes, so I'll end with a few parting words before I get thrown off the stage. So, number one, from here on out, guys, it will not be a smooth ride. There will be lots of bumps along the way, and unlike as undergrads, we cannot rely on the bell curve to bail us out of a sticky situation. You guys know what I'm talking about. So what's important, therefore, is that we learn to navigate beyond the challenges and obstacles that come our way and to remain focused on the goals we set for ourselves and the things that are important to us. Number two, we must strive to leave this world in better shape than we found it. En tant que diplômé de McGill, nous devons être les ambassadeurs de changement positif et ce peu importe où nous allons. Number three, and my personal favorite actually, work hard but play harder. Life is way too short to waste behind an office desk all the time. So it is very important for us to get out and have some fun along the way. And last but not least, number four, always remember the friendships that we've made here. Although we are all embarking on different journeys, we should treasure the relationships and the memories that we've shared here together at McGill. I personally know that I will miss Montreal and McGill. However, I will keep a special place in my heart for all of you. This marks the end of our undergraduate journey, but it also marks the beginning of the next stage in the campaign of our lives, with the promise of bigger and brighter things. I wish for all of you the best in your future endeavors, and I'm confident that you will be successful in whatever you decide to pursue in the future. Bonne chance, mes amis. Peace out, Brofman High.
Inspiring and moving talk. I really want to thank you, Mr. Pratt. It's just, I think, one of the most wonderful ones I've heard. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la, distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations. Congratulations. Just before we conclude the ceremony with the benediction, I want to echo Dr. Entwistle's remarks that a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as Principal and Vice Chancellor after leading McGill for the last 10 and a half years. Now, as someone who has worked with her since her arrival, to assume this position, and especially in the past 4 years as Chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution that she has made to this great institution. A job always demanding, she has performed with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and most importantly, achieving enormous success. Please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks. Please remain standing as I ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Thank you.